able to co-produce the track and get it to a place where I was proud to share it, and it felt like it was the vibe that I was after the whole time, because I had done a couple of versions of it that I just wasn't happy with. Yeah. And this is the first time I feel like having a live band play it. My bandmates, Jeff Burns and Nick Burson, having them play it with me made all the difference in the world, and they really captured the vibe of it. And you know, you invite people along and they bring something you don't expect, but you're super grateful for having as part of the track, you know?
Well, I'm glad that you were able to finally get this the way you wanted it to sound. Are you allowed to say who the producer is on this?
Yeah. It's his name's Pino Zolfo, and he's a guy who's had experience. I don't want to name drop and stuff, but he's written with some larger artists, and he's recorded with some bigger people who've had, like, who you've heard on the radio and stuff. And he kind of broke down to me, like, there are certain things that I was like, you know, he had this wish stuff. I want the drum to sound like something that Beck would do or something. He's like, well, this is, and he would actually break down. He's like, well, this is how Beck records his drums. Not that he's in the studio with him, but he knows very specific techniques and things that I'm just like, I was blown away by. But for instance, I mean, if you take the time to hear the track, you'd probably be surprised to hear that it's one microphone in a room. Like every other session that myself or Nick Burson, my drummer, had been in, we talked about it. We've never been in a studio session where the drums were mic'd with one microphone. Like usually it's about 13 mics or like 7 mics.
And sure. You've got
something above the snare, something below the snare, and there's a lot of, and that works really well for certain sounds. But for the thing that I had described to Tino, he's like, this is how you record it, and it's really hard to find that sweet spot for the mic, and we're going to take about an hour, hour and a half to do that. But once we have it set up, we're going to be ready to roll. And so what started off is kind of like suspicion or trepidation, thinking, this is insane, this is never going to sound good. And my drummer was like, what are we doing here? And then myself and Nick and Jeff, we were all like, within 2 hours of the setup and the compressions being put through and all his musical Tino's expertise coming together, we just thought, man, I haven't heard a kit sound quite like this and quite this big in a while. So we were really happy with it.
That's great that he was able to show you how to do that, and because to impart some knowledge to you is like, sometimes it's even better in the long run for you, like going down the line where you're like, oh, now we can inspire you to do different styles of recording and writing music in particular. This song though, when I first heard it, it's funny that you said about the drum sound of Beck that you asked about that, because when I first heard it, it has that same sort of bouncy, fun feel like Young Folks for me from Peter Bjorn and John, I believe the artist.
Oh, wow,
Switzerland or Sweden, yeah. And I was just like, it just caught me. It's like, oh, this is like, it really hooked me in right away. And the guitar part, I was like, this is almost like a Spanish Latin kind of vibe to it.
That's a very good call, actually. That's what one thing about the guitar part is. It's got that bounce. It's kind of like Tino broke it down, but he like explained, like, I had this riff, and he's like, oh, this is what you're doing here. And you know, when you can't really name things. Like, I don't have the expertise to say, well, this is the inspiration for that. I just think this is a cool riff. And then when I showed him the riff, which is a very simple song, he goes, oh, this is inspired. Like, what you're doing here is a clav thing where you're pushing it on. It's 3 on the front end and 2 on the back end, but you could reverse it if you want, but this sounds good. And he started breaking it down in terms of where this comes from, which is a very Latin-based feel. And I didn't even realize it. I just thought it sounded kind of cool. But because you've got somebody who can really break down where the root of that, then he can break down, okay, this is what's going to really make that pop now. Like, this is what we're going to do with some claps, and this is how we're going to go forward and really bring this to light. And like, it's a simple, fun song, but let's just stick. Don't complicate it. Just embrace the simplicity and let other people embrace the simplicity.
And then it happens. The magic kind of happens right there.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Steel City Music. Your host Gunnar here, talking to Brutus Begins, aka Rick, or is it Rick, aka Brutus Begins? and we're talking about his new single, All Right. Now we discussed the recording process and who you worked with on it, which all sounds great. Let's talk a little bit about this about the inspiration for the song. And the actual video. Now, from what I'm gathering, it's Lou Reed and a go-go dancer was in your brain when you wrote this?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, I wanted to have, I remember when I was, this is like the inception of it, I wanted to come up with almost like kind of this story, this kind of like vibey kind of story. And it kind of comes from like my time going to like seeing shows and whether it's in Hamilton or Toronto or Guelph or whatever, and you're seeing like going to like these dark kind of cool bars, like especially when you're younger and everything seems so larger than life. And seeing the first time I saw go-go dancers in a bar, and I was like, oh my, like what's this? And I was always fascinated with whether it's like a go-go dancer or somebody who's part of a different kind of show or a burlesque dancer or something like that. Or I mean, there are even cool musicians to see, like, what is their life? Like, what's going on in their head? What drives somebody to do the thing that they're doing? And so I just invented this story of, like, this go-go dancer who you see and you're just, like, drawn to. And you're like, oh, this person dances so hard because they're actually, they have a story of hurt deep inside somewhere. And I thought, what if, you know, the protagonist was coming and it was like, look, I know I'm not the answer to your problems, but let me be the answer for a night kind of thing. Like that kind of a romantic notion of that. Like, I just want to make you feel all right. And I know that I'm not the thing that you really want in life, but let me be your temporary solution.
So was the delivery on it, did you try to do the delivery, the tone and the softness of the vocal part like a Lou Reed? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I want it to be in that register where it's almost conversational. Like, I tried the song in a lot of different keys. And I was trying to, also, like, just as an artist, I was like, okay, I've done songs that are just completely in falsetto and other things in a higher vocal range. But I was always interested into the idea of, like, getting your voice to sound, like, intimate and warm and bassy. And it's like, and just kind of embracing, like, I'm a baritone and just kind of going, okay, let's see if I can bring out the most interesting textures of my voice in a way that lends itself, that's suited to a character too, that it, where it makes sense, you're not just forcing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of my learning with Tino and learning on my own, because after we got the drum sound and everything, I took, you know, those things home and I had to find the right mic. It took a few mics to get that sound that I really wanted. And that was part of the learning process where, like, every vocalist has a mic that's right for them for, you know, the thing that they're doing. Now, it was after some trial and error and just frankly, like, just renting different mics and just, okay, I'm going to try this one. I'm going to try that one. I'm going to try close. I'm going to try far from the mic. I'm going to try different things.
Yeah. How many mics did you run through?
I'd say 4 or 5. Well, I mean, that also has to do with, like, the reason it's only 4 or 5 is frankly because Tino, like in the studio, I was like, I want it. This is the vibe I'm after. He's like, he told me straight out of the gate the correct answer. And I was just like, well, I'm going to try this.
Right, okay.
Thing.
Yeah.
But by microphone 4 or 5, I was like, I tried it and then I tried it with different EQs and compressors and stuff. I was like, yeah, this is kind of the answer. And I was trying like some more lo-fi, angles to it, like doing it through like an SM57 or something, and then I tried some like higher end mics, but in the end, it's an SM7B that I used, which tends to be good for baritone male voices.
Mm-hmm.
It just got the quality that I wanted, and it's almost one of those things where, you know, you do the take and you're like, this is good, this is gonna work, and like maybe if I tried to recreate that in a couple of months, I might not be able to do it quite the same, right? So I think, okay, I think I've got the answer. It's time to move on and, you know, don't overcook it.
Yeah, you figured it out right from the get-go after the fifth mic. Like, this is it, and he was right the first time, so
yeah.
Time to move on. Okay.
Yeah, time to move on, yeah.
All right, so let's talk about, one, who did the backup vocals, and tell me about the production of the video concept.
Oh, that's, the backup, I didn't even mention Michelle. So Michelle Tracy is a really talented singer, and she's actually recording a bunch of really great stuff. I have the pleasure of getting to co-write with her on some of her own stuff, and she's an accomplished singer. She won a TV show called The Launch about a year and a half, 2 years ago now.
The
and
Launch, is that the one? Was that out of Canada or the States?
Yeah, out of Canada, yeah. And that's where they get, like, they go through several very talented vocalists and try to find the right person for a song that they're gonna launch and release. And I met her through working on Tino on some different studio projects. So one day we were in a writing session, actually, and we were just, like, getting some stems, just some raw things to get some demos together. And I said, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm working on this track. Would you do some sha-la-las on the packet for this? Just, it was a bit of a throwaway because I thought in the end I would get them redone by someone else or by her in a proper studio or something. But what she did, it was just like her vocals were done in like 4 minutes, and they just sounded really great right away. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe I'll stick with that. And then Tina was like, well, you want to flip them on one hand, like, so we have some reverse vocals and some forward vocals.
Yeah.
And I just, a little manipulation, but it sounded really, really what I was after.
It really worked out on the track, on the audio wise, because the track is really catchy, and I've been listening to it off and on today, going back to it and listening to different parts of it. And that's always a good thing for when someone like myself, when I play something 4 or 5 times, because as you know, when you play so much music, everything kind of blends together, and then that one just mm-hmm. really stuck out. So
that's great. That's yeah. great.
Now the video portion. Who the idea and the concept for All Right, All Right?
That's funny. So the recording happened pre-COVID lockdown, mm-hmm. and then you know everything changes, and it's like, how do I shoot a video with money I don't have and with a crew I don't have? Just all these, a lot of limitations.
Yeah.
And at a distance from people too, like when I do get them in front of me. So I was kind of like going after a vibe, and I thought that the song had a retro vibe. So I looked up some different apps on my phone that were like animation type of apps. And then I found one that I thought suited it, but it was it was almost too retro-y. And so I was like, well, I need to add color to this, and I need to add texture to it. So I took it into my editing software, Adobe Premiere, and I added some different looks and plugins to get the pen shading different colors. And I just played with it. And so when it came to shooting, I called Jeff and Nathan said, hey, we can maintain our distance, but I'll bring my cell phone over. And it looked, I mean, credit to them because they trusted me. But I was like, I'm coming over with no lights or anything. I just had a phone. And I'm like, I'm going to shoot you for about 4 minutes each with this phone, and then I'm going to go make a video of it. And they're like, is this going to look terrible? I think it's going to look cool. It's going to be very manipulated and stuff. And then Michelle, who is, I think she's living in Toronto now, but she was living in Ottawa at the time. I called her and said, hey, can you be in a video? She's like, yeah, sure. Like, when are we shooting? And I was like, you're going to shoot yourself in your little room, and you're going to send me the footage, and I'm going to make it look cool. And she trusted me. And then, and also my wife was in the video. She was like, kind of like the muse, the go-go dancer thing. And so we went and found like a cool background, and I was like, okay, now you're going to dance. And my wife is a video director in her own right. So she trusted me after I was like, well, this is what I'm planning on doing. She was like, okay, that'll look pretty cool. So my wife, Jessica Lee Fleming, she's doing incredible work on her own. But she was part of it, and she helped out. So that was very cool. Hey, this is Brutus Begins. You can check out my website, brutusbegins.com, or find me on Instagram. And this next track is All Right, All Right, our latest single. I hope you enjoy.
He writes the messages, the songs he left behind. All I want to do is make you feel all right. He's dancing hard enough.
Someone Yeah. You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
And if you back that up with the idea that just playing those great songs in your great live band is enough reward for you, then you're f***ing set. But you gotta be badass. You just have to be really good.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Small, let the truth be a sin.
sleeping for the grave, to meet you at the moment after sunrise. You got the guts to show, it's all I wanna know. Cold-eyed Catalan train, it's not your nature. And waking up like them just feels like failure. Hand in hand, my supply, chain of signs. Stay for the worst, everything hurts, so anything's fine.
Listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
Stay.
Play to myself in like in the room or before we go on stage or something like this, or whenever I feel like, you know, whenever I feel down or depressed or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. I just go on and play. And I can't practice those. It's always constantly, what do you call it, like a jam, you know. It's hard for me to remember any notes because I'm constantly trying to create other things. That's why I make a lot of mistakes.
Do you read music?
No, not at all.
Yeah. You're listening to Steel City Music.
Thank you.
I'm about to hit the promise. started, lost how it started. Cleaning up lives with a sign with that. As if we might never run out of that. We were getting high with some broken heart. That's how it started, that's how it started.
Listening to CIOI The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Stay with City TV as we take you away from all this regular programming stuff to show you what television really can be. Oh, I'm sorry, I was reading the wrong copy. Late great movies are next.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
My next guest on Steel City Music is an old friend of the radio show and the radio station at The Hawk. Our first time hanging out was 2019 when he came up to the station with a bunch of other cats, Granny Smith and Diz Brother. Was that it? Yeah.
Diz James.
Diz James. And we were hanging out and he couldn't graduate because he owed money on his... parking tickets at Mohawk College. But it turns out his dad owed me money back in 92. So I told him to collect that and the interest, and that way he could graduate. Did you end up graduating?
I graduated the whole time. I've been graduated. I just still don't have my diploma.
Yeah, but I mean, everything's cleared up now, man. You took the money, and then you're okay now. You gave him the cash.
I wish I could say that I used it for that, but I did not. So here I am, diploma-less, and I will continue to be so.
You probably spent all of it on Taco Bell and woofed it down, is what you did, didn't you?
I'd rather not say.
Okay. All right. Hey, man, 2019, it's what was that, like 22 years ago or something now?
It feels like it, honestly. But, yeah.
It does.
It's very odd.
It is. How are you faring out with the COVID, the lockdown and everything on your end?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Been healthy the whole time.
Right.
Most of the people around me have stayed healthy. And,
that's good.
Yeah, so just been kind of focusing on stuff I needed to get better at anyways, like the recording side. So,
oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
In a way, it's been good for me. So.
Right. Oh, making you concentrate on your music and recording and that, eh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where are you doing all of that? In the house, or do you have like a little studio built? How's that happening for you?
So, basically, I've been building up a home studio since March, since the first lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's slowly coming along. So I do demos there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But and whenever we've been able to do so, based on like government regulations and whatnot, I've still been recording at Fort Rose in Hamilton.
Right. That's Jason's studio, right?
It's split by a few guys. So oh. Aaron Hutchinson, Jason works out of there. Dan Edmonds works out of there, and I think Wayne Petty is part owner as well.
Oh, all right then. Hey, so those guys must have worked on your most recent release, Orchard Drive, did they not?
Yes, they did. It was